There's a story of a young girl who was moved by the request of her preacher a few weeks before Christmas 50 years ago. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. The preacher mentioned from the pulpit that there was a family in their very small congregation that was down on their luck. The father was unemployed, the oldest child was ill, and every penny they had could hardly keep the family together. Wouldn't it be nice, the preacher offered, if the congregation would all bring in what they could next Sunday and present it to this wonderful family? The young girl was determined to do whatever she could that week and would bring in any money that she could accumulate to help them. She tapped her piggy bank, she looked for loose change in the sofa cushions, and helped a neighbor with some chores to earn another dollar. All in all, she accumulated $2.73. The next Sunday, as she walked down the center aisle to drop off her $2.73 in the basket, she felt humble, embarrassed that she could only give this needy family less than $3. At the end of the service, the preacher called the family up to the front to present the money that the congregation had collected. And to the young girl's amazement, it was her family. I heard about this story from the same young girl, now only it was 50 years later, and she was a successful businesswoman. She told the story from a banquet podium the night she was honored for her philanthropy and her generosity. Her story reminded me of the poor widow's two small coins. She was generous even though she had very little to give. To me, this story proves one thing. That generosity has nothing to do with a person's financial situation. A generous person is generous whether they are rich or poor. In my experience, some of the most generous people I have ever met were people with very limited means. They give out of the kindness of their hearts. They give to be a blessing. They give out of a sense of gratitude. And they work so that they can have a chance to give. They realize that it's impossible to love without giving. Henry Drummond said, "The most obvious lesson in Christ's teachings is that there is no happiness in having or getting anything, but only in giving." They truly have the heart of a giver. They realize that giving increases their happiness. They don't give in order to get. They have no selfish motives. And they often give anonymously, so as not to draw attention to themselves. If I asked you, who are the most Christ-like people you know? Many would say my grandma, my mom, a special aunt, my father or grandfather. The reason is, they have a generous heart. What can we do to have a giving heart? We can start by counting our blessings. Gratitude leads to generosity when we realize that no matter our circumstances, someone is suffering more. In 2016, let's make it a goal to have a giving heart. This is Tony Agnese.